Okay, so you'll remember we began last time the third Perek Zeh Boireh. So let's have a look once again at the beginning of the Mishnah, the beginning of the Gemara, and we're going to learn the Tosas today. The Mishnah and the Perek began with the words Dinei Momonos B'Shloisha. Zeh boireh loy echod, v'zeh boireh loy echod. Now the question is, what's translation of those words? You remember last time, it would seem to be that the Gemara understood that means each one will choose an entire Bezdin. Reuven will choose a Bezdin. Shimon will choose another Bezdin. So we're so far up to six Dayonim. And then v'shneyen boirim lohem oyd echad. And then the two of them together will then choose a third bezdin. That's what it sounds like. Divrei Rabbi Meir, which means altogether you'd be up to nine dayon, which is very, very strange because we know that you only need three. So have a look at the very first Rashi at the top of the Amud, where Rashi says, ze boirim lohem echad, mashma. The implication is, this is the understanding, ze boir eloi bezdin echod, shehein gimel. This one, Reuven, will choose a bezdin, which is three. Veze echod, and so too, the second guy will also choose another bezdin. Hare shisho, that would be six dayonim now altogether. Shehein boirim lohem oyd echod. And therefore, then two of them would now choose another Bezdin, Hare Tes. That's nine Dayonim. Says Rashi, Vahainu de Kometameh. And that's why the Gemara is Matmiya. The Gemara is amazed. The Gemara is wondrous and asks, why would you need that? My Zer Boireh. What does that mean, Zer Boireh? Surely, Hobitlosa Sagi 3 would suffice. So Rashi is explaining the Mishnah according to the way that the Gemara must have understood. The Gemara must have understood that Zeh Boireh Loi Echad does not mean he chooses a single Dayan, but rather Boireh Echad means one Bezdin, not one Dayan. If it would mean you choose one Dayon, well then Reuven chooses one, Shimon chooses the second, and the two of them come up with the third. Well, that's perfect. That really is three Dayonim. So how can the Gemara turn around and ask, surely three is enough? The Mishnah said, you have to have three. What would be the question? So it must be, and that's what Rashi's pointing out, that the Gemara understood that it's not that each one chooses one, but rather each one chooses a Bezdin, which will obviously, by the way, present difficulties with the continuation of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah carries on, v'chachomim oimrim, shnei dayonin, boirin, etc., etc. So it seems to be two dayonim, not two bezdins. So we'll see the Gemara discuss that later. But either way, for the moment, the Gemara must have understood that each one is choosing a bezdin. Well, if that's the case, three and three is six, and they choose another Bezdin is nine. So let's have a look immediately at the beginning of the Gemara, which we saw last time. Mai zeh boireh loy echod, v'zeh boireh loy echod, quote unquote. What does that mean when the Mishnah says each one chooses an entire Bezdin? Bitlosa sagi. With three, that would suffice. Why would you need more than three? Answers the Gemara, Hochi Ka'omar. We always point out, Hochi Ka'omar doesn't mean this is what it says, but rather this is what it means. We know what it says, that's the whole problem. Hochi Ka'omar, what was meant was as follows. Ka she ze boirer loy bezdin echod. Not that each one must choose a bezdin. Why have we got ourselves into trouble? Because it sounds like each of the two parties must, it's mandatory, must choose for themselves their own Bezdin. So you have three Dayonim, six Dayonim, then eventually nine Dayonim, and that's obviously very difficult to understand because you only need three. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood. It doesn't mean that each one must, but rather, in the event that one of them would choose a Bezdin, and as Rashi points out, we'll see in a second, the second one vetoes it, well, then it would be the chance of the second guy. So if Reuven chooses for himself a Bezdin, not that Shimon must now choose his own Bezdin, which means that you'd be up to now six day on him. No. In the event that Reuven chooses a Bezdin, which Shimon is not happy about and therefore disqualifies, then Shimon would choose a Bezdin. And once again, it may well be that not only did Shimon not accept Reuven's Bezdin, but so too Reuven did not accept Shimon's Bezdin, in which case you now have to move forward once again, and the two of them would have to come up with their third Bezdin. So nobody is suggesting that you have to have more than three Dayonim. So again, what's the big switch? And we have to point this out very clearly, because we'll see in a minute how Tosis learns. Have a look at the very first Rashi in the Omid, not in the Omid, on the Gemara. Hochi ka'omar, kishazeh boir eloi bezdin echod, vizeh boir eloi be'echod. The call echod poisel oisei bezdin shebireir chaveiroi. Each one has the prerogative to cancel, to disqualify the bezdin that was chosen by his friend. Ve'einoi roitzeh lodun lefonot, and doesn't want to be judged in front of him. So again, let's get this absolutely clear. According to Rashi, what was the question of the Gemara? What was the answer of the Gemara? The question of the Gemara was, we understood that the Mishnah is telling you that you must choose one Bezdin, and then you must choose a second Bezdin, and then the two of them must choose a third Bezdin. Well, if that's mandatory, you're going to come up with nine Dayonim, and that was the Gemara's question. Why would you need nine? You only need three. The Gemara's answer was, you misunderstood. It's not must, but rather can. In the event, kashazeh, if the first one, Reuven, chooses a Bezdin, well, Shimon has the right to disqualify that and say, I'm sorry, I'm now suggesting an alternative Bezdin. Upon which, Reuven might turn around and say, well, I'm disqualifying your Bezdin, just like you disqualified mine. Well, then the only way we're going to come up with a Bezdin is if the two of them together choose a Bezdin. So not that you must have three and three and three, rather, Reuven chooses three. If Shimon's happy with that, wonderful. If not, then he chooses his three. If Reuven's happy with that, wonderful. And if not, then the two of them are going to come up with their own Bezdin. Yeah.
Question. If each are going to reject the other's Bezdin, what are the chances when they get together that they're going to be able to come up with a third Bezdin?
Okay, we're not assuming necessarily that they're just being facetious.
You reject mine, I'll reject yours.
We'll see. If they cannot come up with a Bezdin, that will be the question. Can we enforce a Bezdin on them? But for the moment, we're assuming that they're not being facetious. They're genuinely unhappy for whatever reason. We'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara, maybe because of traveling reasons, or because they're not considered expert enough. They're coming up with valid reasons. It's not that, you know, I don't like the look of his nose.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
So also, if he rejects the Bezdin, it doesn't mean he has to reject all three of the Dayanim. If there's a Bezdin of three and he rejects one of the Dayanim, then that Bezdin is rejected. So maybe we could just find a Dayan that they both agree on to fill the slot.
Okay, well, all of this we'll discuss in the Gemara, yeah. Okay, so now let's have a look at the top Tosis. Now, it's so critical that we point out, as we have done already, that the Gemara's entire question was based on one assumption. What was the assumption? The assumption was that when the Mishnah says, Zeh boir eloi echod, that's to be translated as this one will choose a Bezdin. That was our assumption, and that's why we got stuck. Because if one chooses a Bezdin, and the second one chooses a Bezdin, and another Bezdin, we have far more than three Dayanim. Says Tosfos. Look at the top Tosfos. My Zer Boyer Lo Yechov is Zer Boyer Lo Yechov. Pehei, what's Pehei? Pirush HaKuntras. That's Rashi. Rashi explains the mashma, that the implication to the Gemara was the Lahava Tes. We're going to come up all together with nine Dayanim. Ketzad. How so? Ze boireloi bezdin echod. Rashi explained that the Gemara's question was that we're assuming that boireloi echod means he chooses a bezdin. If that's the case, Harry Gimel, the first one having chosen a bezdin, we now have three dayanim. Ze boireloi bezdin echod. Now the second one will choose another bezdin, Harry Shishon. So we're now up to six. Vishneim, and then the two of them have to now come together. Boirim lohem bezdin acher. They now come up with another bezdin. Harites. Olahochi, and that's why Metama, the Gemara asked the question, quote unquote, betalosa sagi question mark. That's all a quote from Rashi. So we understood we're talking about selecting a bezdin, not selecting a dayon, which means the numbers are far too high. And that's why the Gemara asked, why would you need such a colossal number? Surely three is enough.
But isn't it according to Rashi that we never get to nine? We have three, and then the next three, the first three go away because they were rejected, so that we have three that's again.
That's the Gemara's answer. Yes. Rashi's place is explaining how Rashi learned the question of the Gemara. You're right. What you just said is the answer. We never get to nine in the final analysis, but the Gemara thought that we did. So the Gemara thought in the question that each one chooses a Bezdin. So the numbers are going up and up and up. And that's what the Gemara answered. No, you misunderstood. We didn't say that you have to. We just said in the event that one chooses a Bezdin and then it's cancelled, not accepted, then the second one will move and choose his Bezdin. So of course, in the final analysis, you'd only have three. But the Gemara understood, or perhaps misunderstood, and thought you have to have nine. Says Tosfos. Now let's see how Tosfos learned the question of the Gemara and answered the Mishnah, whether that's the same as Rashi or not. V'loi Nahira. And this does not appear to me correct. I'm sorry, says Tosfos, I do not accept the way Rashi learned the Gemara. Why not? Sheharei Mashmos Haloshoin Einoi. Came. The understanding of the Lashon of the Mishnah is not like Rashi. I'm very sorry to tell you, says Tosfos, nobody in the world understood or misunderstood that you have to have nine Dayanim. That is no way is that implied in the Mishnah whatsoever. Why not? Because if we really understood or misunderstood, and we thought that the Mishnah is teaching me that you have to have nine Dayanim, de'im keim, if so, havalei lahakshois, the Gemara should have asked, behedya, absolutely clearly, do you know what we should have asked? Ha, gufa kashya, the Mishnah is inherently difficult, resha aseifa. Why didn't the Gemara ask absolutely clearly that, one second, there's a total contradiction inherent in the Mishnah from one line in the next? Why? Because Omrit, because you said Dine Momonus Beshlesha. You started off, you introduced the Mishnah with the words Dine Momonus Beshlesha Alma, so you see that Begimel Sagi, so three would suffice. V'hodar, and then komar the tzorech test. And then you're telling me you need nine? So what is Tosfos' claim? Why is Tosfos unhappy with Rashi? Tosfos does not want to learn that we initially thought you have to have nine dayanim. Rashi understood that that's what the Gemara assumed. Rashi explains that the Gemara understood or maybe misunderstood that you have to have nine dayanim, and that therefore triggered the question, surely betlosa sagi, three is enough. Says Tosus, I'm very, very sorry. If that was really the understanding of the Mishnah, then the Gemara should have been more sharp with the question. Do you know what we should have asked? Excuse me. You began the Mishnah with the words, Dine Momonus Beshloisha, and then you proceed. Tell me you need nine. Make up your mind. What's going on? It's an inherent contradiction. The Gemara's question is far, far too innocent, too parva. The way that Rashi's learning the Gemara's asked the question, oh, that's interesting. You need nine. That's very interesting, because surely we know that you only have to have three. Says Tosfos, but we should have asked a much better question. It's a stira mine ube. It's a contradiction in the Mishnah. Yeah, we all understand Tosfos kasha on Rashi. If we really understood nine, remember, the assumption is always that if we're trying to understand the Mishnah, if there's a difficulty, we would like to present that difficulty in the most stark possible way. The Gemara asked it in quite an innocent way. That's, oh, that's interesting. Nine, I thought three is enough. 1 second. What do you mean you thought three is enough? Ask a much better question. Ask, the Mishnah began saying you need three. How can you in the next sentence say you need nine? Why didn't the Gemara ask that? So therefore, says Tosfos, I do not accept Rashi's approach. Don't tell me, says Tosfos, don't tell me that the Gemara understood that the Mishnah is requiring nine dayanim. We never understood that to be the case. Had we understood that to be the case, the Gemara would have asked the question in a much more sharp way, that you're an inherent contradiction. The Gemara didn't ask that, so clearly that was not the understanding. Okay, yes.
I'm not getting this. It says, Dine Mamonos Beshlosha. That's the amount of Beis Din. But if you keep rejecting Beis Din of Shlosha, you're going to wind up with nine. But it's not. Rashi is not suggesting that you're going to need nine. Rashi is suggesting that for every three, so why is Tosfos?
Understood in the beginning, you have to have nine. You're getting mixed up between the Kasha and the Teretz. We're explaining what the Kasha is, not the Teretz. Nobody is suggesting the halacha ulamaisa, you have to have more than three. The Gemara, we're explaining the question of the Gemara, not the Gemara. Whoopsie. Explaining the teretz, we're explaining the kasha. There was one point in the Gemara where we understood you have to have nine. What you just pointed out, Larry, is the teretz of the Gemara. Eventually, the Gemara gave a teretz at no, because he disqualifies that one and he doesn't accept. So eventually left with three. Yeah, right, that's a teretz. We're not up to the teretz. Tosfos has pressed pause and is disagreeing with the way Rashi learns the Gemara's question, never mind the teretz. What was the question of the Gemara according to Rashi? According to Rashi, the question of the Gemara was, why would you need nine dayanim? Surely three is enough. Now you're right. The teretz of the Gemara is, sorry, you made a mistake. Nobody said you need nine. Rather, each one has the right to disqualify the other one's bezdin, and in eventual analysis, final analysis, you have three. You're right, that's the Gemara's teretz. We're not dealing with that. We're dealing with the way that the Gemara initially understood the Mishnah. According to Rashi, the Gemara initially understood the Mishnah as saying you need nine. That therefore triggered the question, why would you need nine? Surely three is enough.
Can you explain one more time how Rashi is saying that you originally need nine? I'm not understanding that.
Rashi understood that the Gemara understood. Ze boire loy echod is translated. This one must choose a bezdin. The second one must now choose a second bezdin in addition to the first bezdin. And then Reuven and Shimon together will choose a third bezdin in addition to the first two. Well, all together, they are therefore going to have nine dayanim. If each one chooses a bezdin and then they choose a third one, you're going to have nine altogether. That, therefore, is the Gemara's question. Why on earth would you need nine? Surely three is enough. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara's question. Says Tosfos, if you really understood, if the Gemara really initially understood that you need nine dayanim, then why did the Gemara not ask the question in a much more sharp way? What should we have said? How on earth can you tell me that you need 9 dayonim when 1 second ago you launched the Mishnah telling me dinei mamonos b'shloisha, you only need 3? Why did the Gemara not ask that question? That's a much more powerful question. So what do I see from Tosfos? The Gemara never, ever, ever, for one moment, never did the Gemara understand that you need 9 dayonim. Had we thought you need 9, the Gemara would have immediately asked the big question, excuse me, you just said you need 3. That's a contradiction. We never asked that. And if we never asked that, it means we never understood for one moment that the Mishnah was telling us you need 9 dayonim. Okay. So Tosfos has rejected Rashi, but obviously now Tosfos has work on his hands. What's the work that Tosfos now has on his hands? Well, please explain to me, tell me an alternative. If we never for a moment understood that you have to have 9, so what are you telling me? That we always knew you had to have 3. Well, what was Gemara's question then? But Tlosa Sagi with 3 is enough. Who said otherwise? So Tosfos now explains. Says Tosfos. Says Tosfos, V'nirali, it would appear to me, Da'af b'tchilo, even right from the outset, from the beginning, Hoyo yoideya, we knew full well, K'moshe mefaresh acharkach. We knew very well exactly what the Gemara explains, Shezeh poisol bezdin shel chaveiroi, V'zeh poisol bezin shel chaveiro. We always knew that. V'loy yeshvu ki'im gimel achreinim. And obviously, the only ones you'll have sitting on the bezin is the 3 last ones. K'dematarets, k'dekomahamataretz, like the Gemara answered. We always knew that. Don't tell me, says Tosfos, that we initially understood that you need 9, and then the Gemara says, no, actually you need 3. No. We always knew you need 3. And we always knew that the subject of the Mishnah, albeit it's very brief. Remember, the Mishnah does not spell out this concept of each one disqualifying the other Bezdin. But says Tosfos, no. We always knew that that was the subject of the Mishnah. And nobody thought for a split second we're going to have more than 3 Dayanim. We all knew right from day one that how many Dayanim are going to be sitting on this Bezdin? 3. Okay, so what was Moore's question then? Says Tosfos, Elo, Milishna de Masnisin, underline those 2 words. Milishna de Masnisin, it's the Loshen of the Mishnah that we don't like. Duktoni, Ze, Boirer, Bezdin, Vechaveroi, Cain as well. And that's why we don't like that Loshen. My, what does that mean? What that means to say is, Loi, Sagi, Belav, Hochi. Can it not be without that? What does it mean, can it not be without that? What Tosfos means is, Tosfos is learning the Gemara's question completely differently. We always knew you're only going to have 3 Dayanim sitting in the Bezin. Nobody ever suggested otherwise. Do you know what was bothering us, says Tosfos? The Loshen of the Mishnah, which says, this one chooses his Bezin, and then this one chooses his Bezin. Now, says Tosfos, we always knew. Not that that means in addition to the first Bezin. Obviously, that means that the second one does not accept the Bezdin of the first one, and that's why he chooses his own Bezdin. We knew that from the outset. Do you know what was bothering us? What was bothering us is that the Loshen of the Mishnah is strange. Because the Loshen of the Mishnah almost sounds like this is what you must do. That the first one must choose a Bezdin, Then the second one must disqualify it and choose his. And then the first guy must disqualify the second Bezdin, and then they must come up with a third Bezdin. So yes, of course, we're only going to have three. Nobody suggested otherwise. But it almost sounds like from the Mishnah, you've got to go through this whole process of one choosing a Bezdin and the other one disqualifying it. And that is the Gemara's question. Why must you do that? Loi sagi belavochi, can't we have a Bezdin without this whole argument? What would be if the first one chose a Bezdin and the second guy says, great, I'm actually very happy with that Bezdin. Well, then game over.
Yeah, so, because that would be as if he chose the same Bezdin.
No, the first one chose it. The second one just agreed. So why does the Mishnah write the Loshen? It's the Loshen that we don't like. Why do we write the Loshen, which almost suggests that you must go through this whole backwards and forwards, and he chooses and he disqualifies. Why? Can't you have it without that? Can't we have a very amicable agreement? The first guy chooses the Bezdin, the second one says, fine, that's good enough for me. Or maybe the second one will say even more than that. Maybe the second one will say to the first one, listen, you choose, I couldn't care less. Says Tosfos, Umashani, Kesha Zeboire, Kloimad. Do you know what that means? Ein Choivo. Underline the word Choivo. You're right, says the Gemara. You misunderstood. It's not an obligation. It's not mandatory. Vadai laso is kind of, you definitely have to do this. You must choose a Bezdin and then the other one must disqualify. No, no, no. Nobody's suggesting that. Elo? Masnisin Mairi, rather. The Mishnah is talking about im iraka. Rather, if it so happens to be. But not this is what you must do. So Tosfos has presented now a completely different way to understand the Gemara's question and answer. According to Rashi, what was the question? What was the answer? The Mishnah sounded like you need 9 Dayanim. Therefore, the Gemara asked, why would you need 9? Surely 3 is enough. The Gemara's answer is, sorry, you misunderstood. Nobody said that we're choosing one Bezdin and then another Bezdin in addition to. Rather, we're talking about where the second guy did not accept the first one, and therefore they choose his Bezdin. So, of course, you're only going to have 3 in the final analysis. So, according to Rashi, again, the question was, we thought you have to have 9. The answer is you only have to have 3. Whereas, according to Tosfos, that was not the question and answer. According to Tosfos, nobody for a split second was ever entertaining the possibility that you have to have 9 day on him. That was never the question. What was the question? Why is the Mishnah written in a strange way? It was not a halachic question. It was a loshein question. Why is the Mishnah written in a way that sounds like that you must, it's a chayva to choose a Bezdin and then reject it and then choose the other one? Why, you have to have that whole process? Can't we do without? And the Gemara's answer is, you're right. Of course you can do without, you misunderstood. We didn't mean in the Mishnah that it's a chayva to choose a Bezdin and then reject it. Rather, if it so happened to be that the second guy rejected the Bezdin of the first, well, that's his prerogative to do so, and he can now choose his Bezdin. And in the event that the first guy now disqualifies the second Bezdin, once again, that's so far, that's his prerogative as well, and then have to come up with another Bezdin. But not this is what you must do. Rather, in the event, if it so happened, then it's their prerogative to do. Yes, Rabbi.
I don't remember. Why can't we just go with the original thoughts of the Mishnah? You know, he picks one. Now, why does it have to be that he's picking a whole Beis Din? Why can't it be? Why does the Gemara even start with the Ahava Mina that no, when he says Bocher Shel Bara Shelo, that he's talking about a whole Beis Din? This one picks a Beis Din and that one picks a Beis Din. Why can't it just be this one picks a judge and this one picks a judge?
Good question. Good question. For some reason, you're right. The Gemara understood, both according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, that the word echod means one Bezdin.
The whole problem is solved if we just go according to the Chachamim that say, Shnei Dayanim, he's talking about judges here. Okay, they created a whole problem out of nothing.
I'm going to discuss this in continuation.
And the second question I have, is why does the Mishnah start Dinei Mamonos B'Shlosha? We know that already from prior Mishnahs. They told us from the beginning that from the other parak, that when we have a Dinei Mamonos, you have to have three judges. When we're trying to figure out how many judges.
You're right. The Mishnah is just introducing that in order to understand the second line. We would not be able to begin the Mishnah Zeh Boir Eloi Echad. So we're just reviewing the headline and now going into details. Okay, we have to press pause over here.
Oh,
Rabbi, how was the